Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
We're back to 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club in Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston, Texas, and down here broadcasting with my friends at MetaStaff, the MetaStaff Small Business Champions Tournament. And I want to introduce you again, reintroduce you to someone you've met before. Gary Broadnax is the president and CEO of a company called Delvari Incorporated. And I'm going to get him in a minute to remind us about what he does. Let's get him in here. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
The home of Delvari.
I saw that sign when I came in. This huge sign. It said, "Welcome to Texas, home of Delvari." That was a nice touch there, Gary.
They got it up in time. I'm glad to see it.
and it said, "Welcome, Jim Blasingame." That was what was so cool.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you working that out.
Absolutely.
Gary, you've told us about your company before, Delvari.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to do it again because I think it's. I want you to give us an update on how things are going because this is.
Absolutely.
This is kind of a startup, isn't it? I mean,
it's.
You haven't been in business that long, have you?
I'm an entrepreneur for quite a few years, and I've
You're
had
a serial
other
entrepreneur.
Companies. I'm sorry.
You're a serial entrepreneur.
You That's true.
No, we can't stop you, can we?
No, I will not stop. I sold my last company in 2000, and I bought this company, and. Totally retooled it from the ground up. It was a six-year-old company when I bought it. We were using the product. It was phenomenal, but the technology was a little old. And then when I rebought it, I pulled it off the market. I remind people, it's sort of like the Indianapolis 500. The yellow flag comes out. In 2000, businesses stopped doing business, really. Everything started to fall.
In the fourth
Every
quarter
time
of
to
2000,
pull the company,
in the fourth quarter of 2000,
Right.
It was almost like, especially around November of 2000.
You got
in
it.
In that quarter, it was almost like people went out and cut the phone lines of our customers.
You got it.
I don't know how many people have told me that.
It is.
One guy told me, who's also in the technology business, told me that in one day, his three top customers called and said, not only are we not going to do the future business that we told you we would do, we may not be able to pay you for what we've already done.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
In one day.
Yeah.
And then neither of the three clients knew each other, totally unrelated, industries.
Unbelievable.
And that's what happened in the fourth quarter of 2000.
Well, it was real rough for a lot of companies. What I did is I took that opportunity to pull this product off the market, completely retool it from the ground up in .NET, the latest technology. And when we were finished, the market's back. We reintroduced the product in 2000 this year, 2004, and we've seen an incredible success. HP has determined that our product was best of breed, and they're taking us on a 13-city road tour.
Wow!
It's just phenomenal.
Congratulations!
Companies like Hadrill here in Houston and mm-hmm. Genesense in Connecticut, large traded companies have adapted our product. So we're experiencing a phenomenal success. And right here in Houston, Texas, we have the largest sales training facility for a college in the country. The University of Houston Excellence in Selling Program is the largest sales training program of any college in the country. And they used to use Microsoft and Sales Logix, and now they're standardizing on Delvari.
Well, now tell us why small businesses need to be thinking about this kind of technology.
Oh.
Tell us what it is and tell us why.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It allows a company with any kind of sales to help manage the whole process of selling. If you can't manage that process, then every time you talk to the customer, you might have an inconsistent message. If you don't remember what they did next or have right at your fingertips what they can, what they need, what they bought before from you, what their trends are. It allows you to track. A lot of small businesses spend a great deal of money going to trade shows. and then they hand these leads to the sales department.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them have no idea how successful that process was.
Right.
Our product actually helps track each lead in the system, who you gave it to, how successful they were at closing their leads.
Folks, the reason I wanted you to hear Gary again is because you heard me and all of our salesmanship experts on the show before talking about this, talking about prospect management, talking about the cycle management, managing the relationship with the customer, managing the sales cycle, managing helping them to accomplish their goals. You've heard us talk about all these things. Those were all important things to do. But the point that Gary's making is there's technology out there now that will allow you, that helps you, to literally keep track of all that, to manage
Absolutely.
All that. You know, you've got to do the human side of it. Yes, all the things that Skip Miller and all the other folks who talk to us about selling, all that they tell us to do, we've got to do all those things. But somebody has to document it. Somebody needs to track it so that we can do a much more sophisticated job in taking care of our customers. And the type of software that Gary offers, and there are others out there, as you know, but one of the reasons why, as you know, what I've always done is I've always tried to give you a place to start.
That's right.
And Gary's is a place to start. Compare others. Look, you know, find somebody else out there who does.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
And then
there are a lot of products out there.
And Gary, I know you feel the same way.
I do. It's very important that you use something. What separates us from the other players, and I'm going to be real brief on this, Jim. A lot of the players tell you what to do and who you're doing it with. Ours, we showed our product to PC Magazine. One of the things they said about our product is your product is sophisticated enough not to just tell you what the next step is. A lot of products tell you, okay, you did this, now do this, now do this. Your product actually helps me understand why and which is the best next step to take. We go a little bit beyond just, you know, the program, do this, do this, do this. We actually go in and say, okay, I'm doing this because I need to do this, and here's the real step I need to make. And that's the difference between our program. And that's why we're taking off. We go a little bit beyond just tracking data.
The main thing is, folks, that you if you are calling on customers,
that's right,
and not recording what they said, you're not keeping up with what they tell you. If you don't know what their motivations are, if you don't know what their future looks like, if you don't know
that's
what
right.
their goals are, your customers' goals are. For fourth quarter 2004, first quarter 2005, and if you're not tracking that, then you're probably losing some ground to your competitors. We're going to come right back after these messages and talk some more with our friend Gary Brodnax, the president of Dovari. What do you have to stay with us?
Something here inside cannot be denied.
Back 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, the Champions Tournament of the PGA Tour here in Houston, Texas. Actually, in Woodland, Texas, which is hard by to Houston. And look, we're visiting with our good friend Gary Brodnax, the President and CEO of Dovari Incorporated, which is an organization that uses technology to help their customers manage their sales. Contacts.
Close more sales.
Customers. And close more sales. Yeah, get more business, right, Gary?
That's right.
Give us your website, Gary.
Sure. It's www.dovari. It's D-O-V as in Victor, A-R-R-I, dovari.com.
And let me, folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to that website and take Gary's stuff out for a test drive, and then go find somebody else who does what he does. And take their stuff out for a test drive.
Oh, they'll be spoiled.
Well, you know, as I say, Gary, you know, my job here is to give my audience to introduce my audience to
right.
to the kinds of capability that's out there. You know,
right.
it'd be disingenuous of me to rant and rave about using technology and getting technology installed in your business and maximizing technology and then not helping them find some folks who are doing it, which you are. And
right.
other people are too, folks. But I want you to start. I always give you a place to start. Now, start with Dovari, and that's dovarri.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I want you to talk about for a minute is another use of technology, and that is using, or I should say another best practice, which is using a personnel services company, professional employee services company to help small businesses with their record keeping, with their payroll situation, with their tax filing and all that, the whole human resources thing. There are people out there who can help you with that, and you use that service, don't you?
I do. In fact, I use Administaff, and I've used them for many years. And being a serial entrepreneur, one of the things I realize is you want to bring in all the expertise that you don't have. And I learned this the hard way.
And as a small business, in my opinion, you're better off not to try to own that, but to rent it.
Oh, no, definitely not own it.
Rent it if you can.
You know, if there's some people you have to bring in house, but most things you can outsource. I outsource as much as I possibly can. And the wonderful thing about outsourcing a company like Administaff and other services that provide that type of services, they protect you as a small business. They own your employees. They actually lease your employees. They share ownership of your employees. So if your employees have issues or they want to sue you or there's all kinds of problems, they take care of that. That burden is off of your shoulders. They take care of employee issues. They provide services to your employees that you can't afford to provide, depending on the package you buy. My employees get educational services. They get great insurance rates. Because we belong now to a bigger pool, we get cheaper insurance. They provide training. They did our company manual. I mean, little things like that are very important to a small business. And believe me, the taxes that they take care of, I mean, having to prepare taxes and the accounting and all that area.
Keeping up with all the new rules and everything. Gary, people ask me about how big my company is. And I say, well, are we talking about the people who are in my building or the people who work for me?
That's right.
You know, I have very small staff in my building.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably make or help make payroll for about 30 people.
That's right.
Through the different technology and strategic vendor partners that I have.
Yeah.
And one of those in your case is Administaff, which because they take care of your payroll and your personnel record keeping and everything.
Right.
And so
they do. It allows you to concentrate on what you do.
The point here, Gary, is that one of the things that I try to encourage small business owners to understand is identify your core competencies.
That's right.
And then ask yourself this question. I wrote an article about this, folks, if you want to look on my website. I'm trying to remember the title. Ask yourself this question. Must this be done in-house? And if the answer is no, find a partner, a strategic partner that can help you with that, whatever it may be. If it's taking out the garbage, if it's helping managing your relationship with your customers, or whatever it might be.
It can be anything, graphics, your advertising, whatever it is. I agree with you 1,000%. In fact, I sold a company a few years ago, and I told the guys that it was about 6 years ago. I told the guys at the Administaff, I said, look, I wish I'd had you then because it would have allowed me to be bigger. Because, you know, not only do they do it better, but it keeps you from making a lot of mistakes that you would make because that's not your expertise.
Yeah. Gary, let's go back. I got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
And I want to remind folks, your website is dovarri.com, dovarri.com. Can they take your systems out for a test drive on the
They sure
site?
Can. They can go in and fill out a little form so we know who you are and then take the system for a test drive. And what's great about our system is together with Hewlett-Packard, we can bring that product, the power of our product, anywhere you want to go through their mobile devices like the tablet PC and the pocket PC. And now they've come out with a telephone. But our product runs on all kinds of devices, on or offline. So go take a look at it. Play around. If you have any problems or you want to talk to anybody, call me personally. I'll be happy to take the call. Gary Broadbent.
Gary, you're going to play golf today.
I am.
Pro-Am. And I am, too, after I get off the air. So I'm looking forward to meeting you in about a couple hours.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Broadnecks, ladies and gentlemen, president of Dovarri.
Thank you very much, Jim.
I'll see you later, buddy.
All right, man.
Break. We're going to take a quick one. I will be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.